Tamach for a bechamor, if somebody makes an exchange, I give you a cow for a donkey, the yolda, and then the pora gave birth, and we don't know when did it give birth, before the exchange or after the exchange. In other words, we do not know who owns the pora. Does the bala pora or does the bala chamor own it? The same thing, if I sold my shukah to somebody else, the yolda, and she gave birth. The first original owner says, actually, Macharti, it gave birth before I sold it to you. Still belongs to me. The other one says, no, Michelakhti, it gave birth after I bought it. Therefore, I have a right to the vlad. This is the moment I'm looking at the Sophic, then we say Chokin. We divide it. Let's say there were two slaves there. Echad God of Yechad Kotan. Vechain Beis Sodas, it's two different fields. Achaz Gedola, one big one. Viachaz Katana, one small field. Now, Halakeach, the one that bought it said, Godel lakachti, I bought the big field off you. The Halayim, Reuven, the owner says, no, any day, I'm not sure. Because Reuven had two fields, or he had two avodim, and he sold one of them to Shimon. So Shimon says he bought the bigger one, and Reuven says he doesn't know. Halakha is then, Zocha begodel. So by the Baruch Shem, Baruch Yodif, he has the right to get the bigger one. What about if Hamaycha Roa Makotem Mechati? The Maycha says, I know for sure I sold you the smaller one. Ba'aloyem en Yedeya. And the one that buys it says, I don't remember, I don't know. Ein lo yele kotem. And also, we go after the Bari, the Maycha that says, I sold you the small one, you only have a right to take the kotem. What about again, Zeroy Megodob, Zeroy Mekotem, it's Machlaikis. They both say, I get the big one. The locker is, Yeshova Hamaycha, Sheha Kotem Maycheloi. That the Moicher has the right to swear that he only sold him the small one. And then the Echnami, then the Lokeach only gets the small one. Here is Akasha to the Reisha. In the Reisha we say, Yachleiku. So how come over here we don't say Yachleiku? This will see in the Gemara. Oima, yeah, Shkoda Mokoloi. Zeroim Ren Yedeya. Oh, no, that's good. You know, one second, in the Reisha it says, I will see the Gemara why, right. Now what's going to be? Zeroim Ren Yedeya, Zeroim Ren Yedeya, Yachleiku. Here, if they both said they don't know, next time here we say Achleiku. They ask, no, how come in the ratio we always say Achleiku? And the safer is only if they say any Yodeya. But if they both say they know, then the Moicha swears. But the Gemara, first of all, the ratio even, Amai Achleiku, sure we don't know when the Pora gave birth, so why do we say Achleiku? But let's say Rishus the man Kaimo. Let's see in whose Rishus is the Vlad. The Pora gave birth. Let's see where the Vlad is. Then the other one is always called the Meitzim Chavera. He has to bring a proof before he can take it out. So Amar Reb Chiyam Aravin, Amar Shmuel, V'yoymed Es Tiyagam. We're talking about now gave birth in a Nagam, in a swamp, outside, in neither Rishus. Therefore, it's called a regular Momen, Amutza B'Sosuk, without any Muzokim. Therefore, the din is Yachleiku. And Shifcha Nami, the Kaim of the Simta. A Shifcha also, she gave birth to Simta. Rashi says, Karen Zavi is Asmukla Rechavah. That Moichrim bo behemoth ve'avodim. It was an either Rishus. Now it's a good Sophic. When did she give birth? Who was the owner at the time when she gave birth? And since we have a Sophic, therefore we say Yachleiku. Freddy Gemara still, even though there's no Muzokim here, but Venukmo Acheska Samarikama. Why don't we leave it in the Chazaka, the one that owned it before? That means the Moichrim, the one that sold it, it belonged to him until now. So we do not know if he still owns the Vlad or not, let's say it still stays by him. And therefore, Levi, the Lekeh, the one that's buying it now, he should be Hamaytzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. Tomorrow says through Hamani Sumchis, the Amishti goes according to Sumchis, the Yoma that says, Momin Amutzik Vesofik Holkin, Veloi Shavua. Anytime you have a Momin Amutzik Vesofik, even though there's a Cheskis Morikama, Sumchis doesn't go with the Cheskis Morikama. Rather, we say Yachleiku. Therefore, also we say Yachleiku. But the Gemara no. Hey, Madiyama Sumcha the Shema Veshema. When does Sumcha say Yachleiku? When there's two doubts, like in the Sefer of the Mishnah. But Bari of Bari of Yoma, when they both say Bari, does Sumcha agree that we say Yachleiku? Right? This we'll see. When Amar Rav Rahuna, in yes, Amar Sumcha the Vila Bari of Bari, even by Bari of Bari, still Sumcha says Yachleiku. That's the foundation of the Mishnah. Rav Rahuna, Yolam Kiyama Sumcha Shema Veshema. Hala Bari of Bari of Yoma. The Tony Nechlam Yechter and Amishna. Zeroyma Shema Achloy Macharti. Zeroyma Shema Mishalakati. No, it's not talking really a tiny Shema. A tiny is Bari. It's just saying in a nice lotion. But if either they're both saying, Bari, I know for sure this and this happened, therefore we say Achloiko according to Simcha. Automatically, the Paro belongs to the owner of the Chamor. And then the Paro gave birth, and again we have a suffix, when exactly did he give birth? By whose Rishus was it? So again, the Mishnah says Yachliku. So Gemara says, Amai Yachliku again, left the Rishus of the Man Kaimo. Why do we say it's a Yachliku? Is there a Paro when he gave birth? We do not know when he gave birth it still belonged to the Bala Paro. Or did the Bala Chamor own it already? So therefore we say Yachliku, why? Let's see whose Rishus it's in. It's talking about the standing in the Agam, there's no Muchzik. And Shivcha Nam in the Kaim of the Simta. So the more of a Nukma Achoskas Mori, Kamo, we have Yidach Mazak all of Araya, Livo on the Cheskas Mori, Kamo, who owned it before. So Mori says, finally, Yomani, Sumchisi. Our Mishnah goes according to Sumchis. The Yomah that Sumchis says, the Klali is Momen, Amut of a Sufik is Chokin. Money that there's a Sufik upon who owns the money, so that's the Lachro, as we always say, Chokin.
Yeah. And he says also below Yishuvua. Now the Gemara says, Kurakasha, Eimad Yom HaSumchis, when does Sumchis say this? Vishema Vishema. Only when they're both tying a tying a Shema. Then we say, since you have a doubt yourself, the Muchzik, the one that's holding on to it, is a Shema, then we say Achleikum. But Ubori Ubori Miyoma, Kurakasha is if the Muchzik, or the one that had the Cheskes Mori Kama, if he says Bori for sure, I know it still belongs to me, the Kurah he should win out. So Mara says, Omar Rabba Ba Rafuna in yes, that Omar Sumchas, Sumchas himself says this Svarah, Afilu Bubari Bubari. Even in a case where both are tiny Bari, still Sumchas says the Klal is Yachlaikum. Whenever we have a doubt upon money, and there's no real Muchzik, nobody is holding on to it, like over here, this Pora gave birth in the field, and this Vlad now we have a Suffolk, who owns the kid? Does the original owner own it, or the one that bought it owns it? We don't know. That Sumchis Svara, we say Momin Hamutik, the Sulfik we say Chokin. Rav Amar Rav says no. Liyolam really I tell you ki yom Sumchis when does Sumchis say his Svara of Yachleikum Shema v'Shema. Only when both are only tining Shema. Avul Bori Yabori Liyomar. But when I say Bori Yabori, then he didn't say it. But since the one that had a Cheskes Morikama is saying Bori, we can't take it away from him. We don't say Yachleikum. If so, it's a shver in our Mishnah. Aye, our Mishnah says, Tainas Bori, and still we say Achleku. So Mora says, no. Oh, Tanei, learn in our Mishnah like this. Zeh oimer Shema Achleu Macharti, v'zeh oimer Shema Mishlakachti, Enachnami. You have to be gross in our Mishnah also, a Tainas Shema. This one says, maybe it was mine, the other one says, maybe it was his. Because this is only a Shema v'Shema, therefore we say Achleku. Now the Gemara says, Tanan. We learn at the end of our Mishnah, Zeh oimer Eini Yodeya. This one says, I do not know. I do not know. And it's both the Baha Pora and the Baha Chamor, they both admit that they do not know when did the Pora give birth. We do not know who owns the blood. So Mishnah says, Yachloiko. That's the Seifa. So much like this. Mishlai Malarovo. Me the Seifa Shema Vashema. Reishanami Shema Vashema. Just like the Seifa Sonoma where they have a doubt, any Yodeya, say Yachloiko, who had in the Reisha also is with a tightness Shema Vashema. Elo bod l'rabba barav huna. The Yoma that he says, in, Omar sumchas afilu bori yabori, that he says, no, the Reish is talking about even though there's a tainas bori. Even though the Meicha says for sure it's mine, and the Lekech says for sure it's his. Still we say, Achleiku, if so, hashto bori yabori. Omar yachleiku, maduch by bori yabori. The Sumcha says, Yachleiku, if so, Shema v'Shema miboyi, like for what purpose do we need the Sefer? What do we need the case where each one says, any Yodeya? L'chor v'shitis Yachleiku. Madach, when they both say Bori, we say Yachleiku, for sure, if they both say Shema, there's no Muchse, there's no Cheskes Morikama, because there's only a Shema, for sure we would say Yachleiku. Samar says, true, I'll tell you, imi Shemo, just because of this Kasha, lo'ir, it's not really a question. Tona Sefer l'glu Yeresha. It says in the Sefer, Shema v'Shema, to teach us what the Reisha means, even by Bori v'Bori. Because otherwise, Shaloi Toima, you should not say, Reisha, Shema v'Shema, Avo Bori v'Bori Loi. If I would only have the Reisha, maybe the Reisha is also talking about Shema v'Shema. But when there's a Bori v'Bori, maybe Sumchas never said Yachleiku. Therefore, Tono Sefer, Shema v'Shema, I vadafka need the Sefer of our Mishnah to say clearly, with a vote saying, any Yodei, I do not know, with a vote of Shema. So therefore, Mechlal, that's the proof, the Reisha Bari Yabari. In other words, I need the Sefer to explain what the Reisha is talking about. The Sefer is talking about a Shema of a Shema. Therefore, I know that the Reisha is talking about Bari Yabari. And that's his sheet that even by Bari Yabari, Sunkas also said, Yachleiku. According to Rabba Bar Ravuna. Yafidullah Yachleiku. Alimur says, Tanan learned in our Mishnah, Zeroi Me Godol. The Moiches, the Lokech says, I bought off you a big axe, or a big evid. The Zeroi Me, this one says back, Kota no, I sold you the small evid, or the small field. Is the Locher is Yeshova HaMoicher. So the Moicher has a right to swear, Shekotan Mochar. The Moicher has a right, he's supposed to swear, that I only sold you the small one, and that's all. The Lokech cannot take more than the small one. But this is a Machlekes. I say I sold to you the small evid, and you say no, you bought the big evid. So therefore the moicher has a right to swear he only sold the small one, and that's all. It's like this. Bishleima l'rova diomar. That ki yomar sumchis shema v'shema. When the sumchis said the din is yachleku, anytime we have a doubt who owns the money, we say yachleku, that's only by v'shema v'shema. Avu bori bori loy omar. But by Bari and Bari, where they're both saying Bari, then Sumka does not say Yachleku. Mishumach is very good Yeshava. It's very good why the Moicher has to swear. And he swears and he only has to give away the small one, not the big one. We like to not say Yachleku, it's very good. Elo but L'Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The Yoma that he says in, yes. Oma Sumka Safilu Bari and Bari. That Sumka said even by Bari and Bari. If so, Amai Yeshava. Why does he have to swear? Amayi shavar moicher yachloiku mi boilei. There should be a case of yachloiku that should be over here. Amayi shavar moicher yachloiku mi boilei. If Yoda Sumcha says yachloiku even by bari v'bari, so then what's pshat the Mishnah? Why does it say when the moicher says I sold you the small one? And he says, no, I bought the big one. That we say he swears. And he only gives him the small one. It should be a din yachloiku. So the Gemara answer is true, but I tell you, Moide Sumchas agrees. Heichod Yika Shvua D'Yiraisa, Kedibina L'Meimela Kamon. That Sumchas agrees, when we have to swear anyway, that then we do not say Yachleku. Rather than he swears to free himself, like we'll soon see. Rashi says, Moide Sumchas Heichod Yika Shvua D'Yiraisa, Kedila Kamon Mukmina Lo B'Dekota L'Yoda. We're talking about that the Yevit is missing his hand. The Lav Helichu. I'm not saying take what you're supposed to. Hold the call moide le begavei. Therefore, he's like a moide b'miksas. V'yish le nishboim al avodim. He's like a moide b'miksas. I owe you the evid, but I'm not giving you the whole thing because his hand is missing. So therefore, the moicher has to swear. He's a moide b'miksas. V'yish le yosu walls, like we'll soon see, tonu b'chit, moide le b'sarim chayiv. So the kid, so when there's a moide b'miksas, that he has to swear midiraisa, then Sumchas agrees that's not called a regular case of Mamana Mutiv Sofik. But rather, instead of being Yachleku, we say since he has to swear, we listen to the Shavua. And therefore the Mishnah says the Moicha should swear that he only sold him the small one, and that's all. Now it says, Ho Yuloi Beis Avodim, let's say the Moicha had two slaves. Echad God of Yechad Kochad, one big and one small one. Again, and the Moicher says, I sold you the small one. And the Lekeach says, no, you sold me the big one. So the Mishnah says what? That the Moicher has to swear that he only sold him the small one, and that's all. So Moicher asks the question, why is there a Shavua? Amai Yishova, what kind of Shavua? Like, first should you learn, it's a Moicher B'miksas. The Lekeach is saying, you owe me the big one. And the Moicher is saying, I agree that I owe you something, I only owe you the small one. So since he's a Moicher B'miksas, therefore the Moicher has to swear. The question is why? Why does the Moicher have to swear? There are two different tainas. The Lekech is saying, you sold me the big one. One evid. And the Moicher is saying, nothing doing. That taina is sheker. I didn't sell you the big one. Instead, he says, I sold you a small one. So there are two different tainas. So that's not called the Moicher B'miksas. The Moicher is not admitting to half of what the Lekech is saying. He's admitting to something else. So there should not be a Chiyuv Shvua. Secondly, Heilachu, that when the Moicher says that I sold you the small one, and the small levit is right here, he's like saying, here it is, take it. So the mandiyam we had before in the Avdala that says, when you say Heilach, here it is, take it, that's also not considered a Moicher B'miksas. You do not have to swear. So how come over here, when the Moicha says, I only sold you the small one, and here it is, does the Mishnah say the Moicha has to swear? The Yod, a third question is, Einish boy mal ha'vodim. Even if you want to say it is a Moicha that makes us, but we know the klal is, we don't swear on an Eved. The same way you don't swear on Kakois, we have Sukkim for it. The same way Eved is Hukshel a Kakois, you do not swear on an Eved. So how come our Mishnah says, the Moicha has to swear? So Gemara first answers, Omar Rav, Rav says, V'toyanu demei. We're not talking about he's asking for the Eved itself, but he's asking for the money of the Eved. That's the Shaila. The Shaila is, how much money does he owe him? Rashi says, demei Eved godol masati l'chov v'yotcho, shetikneyu li. I gave you the money for a big Eved to buy me a big Eved. And you didn't buy it to me, so I'm saying, give me back the money. And the other one says, no, you only gave me the money for a small Eved. So it's like I'm saying you owe me $200, and he's admitting that he owes you $100. So that's a good case of Moed B'Miksas. Amarab, B'Torino D'Mei Eved. That means, D'Mei.